So if you
No.
forget, you could always use last year's.
Right. Yeah, we always have last year's. Okay, Simon test with only use of citrus. Sif dalet. Bishas kshira citrus, are you neck of rocha kshir? If when you're tying, this is a very, very common question. In Bishas kshira citrus, when you're tying the citrus, are you a neck of rocha kshir? The nekev is the whole, like we learned yesterday, that it has to be a certain measurement from the edge, not too close, not too far, and then it rips. Va'achrakach nikra k'tzas ha'nekev, and then either the hole gets ripped or the edge of the talus gets ripped. Atshehatzita even pachas mishir harichuk me'akotza, where the tzitza is less than the shear. It's not possible. It's a very interesting halacha. Only b'shas di'asiyah is it an issue, but not shalei b'shas asiyah. But still, it's better to make like a seam. A seam? Whatever. So, make it thicker around the hole so it doesn't tear, which most people's tzitzis have. And it shouldn't be less than the shear of a thumb, the length of a thumb. Meaning it's still going to be kosher, but that's the lechatchila. You want to make it that make sure that it's that way. Hey, hanoyin lasis betzitzis chamisha ksharim kfulim. You're supposed to make five double knots, right? Meaning two knots each. Sheyesh beneim arba chulius. Then there's four chulius between them. The you put in the four strings into the hole, and you tie it with two knots, and you wrap it with a long string, shamash, that's called the shamash, meaning the longer string, seven wraps, and then you do another two, and then you do eight, because you snake sharm, then two knots, because you do 11, because you snake sharm, and then you tie the two knots, because you and then you put 13, because you snake sharm, and then two knots. Since it's considered noi tzitzis, that all the chulia should be equal, the first chulia, meaning the first set of strings where you only have seven, yarchiku, meaning you want the same amount of room in between the knots. Yakriba do a little closer. And the length of the whole tzitza, from the first knot till the end. You want those knots with all the seven. 9, 11, 13, you want that all to be at least 12 fingers width. Goy, I'm sorry, basically, you want the knots and the things going around it, meaning the knots part of the tzitzis to be one third and the length of the strings to be two thirds. That's why we want each chulia to be the thickness of a finger. If they're longer, meaning you want to move them in ratio, which is meaning all those guys that come back, what they call the flip outs, they come back from Eretz Yisrael with the tzitzis hanging out to their toes. So it shouldn't just be that the tzitzis themselves are, the strings themselves are, but just the chulia shouldn't, right?
Isn't there usually one sitz that's longer than everything else?
Yes, that's the shamash. That's the shamash, which is really okay.
Shamash is
Right?
okay to go down to your toes.
No, it shouldn't be
No,
that long, but
I'm
you could
joking.
cut it. If you can cut it, there's nothing wrong with cutting it. Shamash had to cut it. Right? Fine. Toiv l'dakta glasses kolak sharm ba'arba chutin shemitzadze im
You can
arba
cut
chutin
sitzes?
shemitzadze. What? You can cut it. It's just not, preferably not with metal.
Yeah, but okay, but Rabbi Stein, I think, says that you're not allowed to use ceramic knives either, right?
No, ceramic you can use.
How would you cut it without metal? How would you cut it without metal?
What?
How do you cut it without metal?
Special scissors.
There's
ceramic
actual scissors
scissors.
that they
That's
have.
That's
ceramic
ceramic knife.
scissors. The ceramic
Ceramic.
scissors. They sell it in the Judaica stores. You could also use a plastic knife. You could also burn it
Oh,
off.
wow.
That's
Never knew that.
all sorts of options.
I never knew they sell those. Okay, that's right.
That's why you're on the sheer tonight.
There you go.
Wow, look at that. That's the only reason.
Go out and buy stock in the ceramic scissors companies because now it's out there. Okay. Hi. Meaning, you want to make sure that the four strings stay on the same side. Right? Meaning, don't mix them up. Each string should be half this way and half this way. Fine. Go.
That's easy to find, right? Because you could after your first knot, you see it right away.
Correct. Once you get the first knot, you want to make sure all four go through one side stay on that side. Correct. And the reason for that is if the strings get cut too short, so then you're it's easier to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, easiest way when you're doing it, just the side that doesn't have the long shamash, you just tie a small knot in the end.
Right.
You always know side from side.
You're giving me PTSD from Osamaiso that I will not mention on a recorded line.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
I remember the hotel and somebody with the same last name said something stupid. Yeah, sorry.
You just said not to mention it, so let's move on.
Okay, fine.
But Bob, I didn't say not to mention it, but I think that's wise. Bob, im loy pasak es a chut in zemise, ela shalok a chut echad arech ba'oid kfalei la'arva. So this is meaning we said to take four separate strings and put it through and then fold it over, right? So that makes eight. But let's say you didn't do that. What you did is you took one string and you kept weaving it back and forth until you got yourself eight, right? So im loy pasak es a chut in zemise, ela shalok a chut echad arech ba'oid kfalei la'arva. Then you folded it over in four. Then you put it into the hole, sharam and tied him. And then you cut them. Right? So that's possible because they didn't have the proper strings. And b'shum gedilim tasa lecha v'dashina tasa v'leim anasi. Right? So then the strings weren't kosher when you put them in, so there's no good. Peter shtebeinin sheyehei hatzitzis b'shas asiyosan ala beged kahalacha. You need it. That the tzitzis, when they're being made on the beged, is kahalocha. Don't make them puzzle. And afterwards, make them kosher with the maisa shenimtzu that they do them properly. That's a psul. Let's say the tzitzis were done properly on a different beged. V'nikra beged. And the beged got torn. And you want to put the tzitzah on a different beged, or even on this beged. Let's say the talus got split, meaning the talus totally broke open. Before we said that it doesn't make a difference if the hole gets larger, but there has to be at least this has to be that. The corner is intact, but if the whole tzitzis falls right off, right? And you want to just take the whole set of tzitzis and put it onto another beggar and then sew it up. I think I just went back. And I got says enough tzitzis. And then meaning basically what you're doing is you're putting the whole tzitzis folded over with the knots onto a beged and then you're sewing the beged around it. Also, let's say you tied the tzitzis when it was potter. Let's say, like we said yesterday or 2 days ago, if the whole side of the beged is sewn, then that doesn't need tzitzis. And then you put on tzitzis. And then you cut up the beged, then that's no good. And then you will matter the tefiras until the rov of it is open and it's chayav and tzitzis. If you show what tzitzis kamoi shehein, if the tzitzis are kept the way they were, gam kein psulim mashem tasa v'loy mina osu. You have to untie them and go back and tie them. And anything similar to that. Before you wrap yourself in a talis, check the tzitzis, see if they're kosher. And you have to also check the strings that are in the hole and that are in the, you know, the wrappings. You should also separate the strings. They shouldn't be attached to each other. And if you're late for shul, by the time you're checking your tzitzis, then it's bittul tefila b'tzibur. Then you don't have to do this whole thing, right? But the Mishnah Berurah says that's only if you know from yesterday that they were good. But if you haven't seen them in a while, then it's a problem.
The problem is coming late to shul every day, so that you don't, that you don't have a chance to check them.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. So kol mitzvahs mevarach alein over lasiyosin. You make a bracha on them when over lasiyosin means when before you do it, even though over means passing, you're doing it. It means before. Peter's kaidem asi before you do it. La'achar bracha takeif miyat tzarich lasis is a mitzvah b'li hefsik. And after the bracha, immediately you have to do the mitzvah without a hefsik. Right? So, meaning you can't make the bracha and then decide to check, you know, check your tzitzis or whatever it is.
Is that why people put over their head say the bracha? Because it's where it's not technically on them?
Yeah, you're supposed to hold it up as oh yeah, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let's see. Hold the talis with both hands. And he says the basis of Pasach, because that's a controversy. Some say it's not a controversy, but there's different opinions. Some say Batzitzis, some say Bitzitzis. And then you take the talis and put it over your head, your mouth, until below your mouth, right? And afterwards you take the corners and you put it over your neck, that's literally, or the shoulder. And then you throw it over the shoulder like a Yishmaeli, like an Arab. And you leave it that way, the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 amas.
So you mean that whole thing where you basically whip the guy next to you with your tzitzit? That's like, correct. That's actually halacha?
Yes, it is.
Well, don't say whip him.
Doesn't say to whip
not
him.
What halacha yes. says.
Correct.
Why are Tifa Yishmaelis? Why do we do that?
What?
Why are Tifa Yishmaelis? Why?
Why? Because that was seems to be the way that they wore talisim back then, I think. I'm not sure, but that was, meaning everybody, you just look at all the pictures of, like Avraham Avinu from this week's Parsha, from the, you know, whatever. If he wasn't either he was wearing a strimal, or he looked like an Arab. I don't know what Arab exactly, but with robes, that type of thing.
Like, this is like Baba Tali type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So many people have different customs of how to wrap themselves. Like,
what do you mean?
I mean, I've seen people wrap themselves in different ways.
No, don't watch. Like, oh, most people are not doing it correct, unfortunately. Most are just not.
So
doing
what?
It.
So there is only one correct way according to this?
Yes. I'm sure there's multiple ways.
Spartan do it a little differently.
Yeah, what about the Lubavitch guys? They like tuck it up. They tuck it up, you know, instead of a normal, like, shul way, they do it underneath.
I don't know.
They make it that it goes, they take like the sides of talus and they basically tuck them under the shoulder type of thing, where so it's like it looks like a big bulge of wool.
Isn't that when they're wearing it, not when they're putting it on?
Right, when they're wearing it, right.
We're talking about putting it on now.
Right. Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay, so as I kishu mevarach al atas agali yicham bracha zu. What did I leave? No, I'm sorry, I skipped. Where am I up to? Yeah, so it's either bits, itzes, or batzes. Visata miyadas roshe ad lamata mipiv. You put it immediately over your head until lower than your mouth. V'achach yala knofes al tzavar visata batiyus yishmehil. Fine. V'yamar kach kidehi lo karvamas. I just read that. Fine, I'm sorry. V'yamar apsukim ma yokar. V'achach yochal la'asira me'arosh. And then you can take it off your head. All right. You should be careful. It's proper. Let's say you have to. It's proper to make sure you don't drag the tzitzis on the ground. Then you can lift it up and you could stick them into your belt like this. The tzitzis don't drag. Test. We only make a bracha on tzitzis during the day, not at night. You shouldn't put this very negaya this week and next week. You should not make a brach until you can recognize them between Tchelis and Lovan. And Lovan is a talis cotton by Lila. And if you
We have lights in the shul.
Right, but no, it has to be according to outside without lights. Right? Even though, yes, theoretically now, yeah, maybe nowadays all the halacha changes. That's possible. Im lavash is a talis, cotton boid lila. If you wear the talis when it's night, v'loy beiruch alav, and you don't make the bracha. Oish lavash ba'oid shaloi hayu yodav nikias, or you're wearing them when the hands are not clean. L'chein loy beiruch alav, you can't make a bracha. That which could happen also, really supposed to put the tzitzis on right in the morning and not walk dalet amos with that. But you have to go to the bathroom. You can't make the bracha. Hazaykashu mivarach al talis gali yicham bracha zu gam al talis cotton. So when you make the bracha on the talis gadol, then you have kavana on the talis katan, and umisha ain't the talis gadol, and loyvish as the talis katan v'yom v'yodem nekiyos yivarach alav al mitzvah tzitzis. Not lishati b'tzitzis. Loyv shalei kusheina yachal yivarach alav, and if you wear it when you're not able to make a bracha, as I when it's day, and your hands are clean, you can cause the tzitzis and take the tzitzis in your hand. So basically, if you're a single guy and you're putting on tzitzis in the morning nowadays, let's say 6 o'clock, which is way before the zman, so then when it hits the zman, lift up the tzitzis in your hand and then you can make the bracha.
So you're supposed to lift them up of your shoulder or just hold them in your hands?
I think just hold them in your hand. That's what he says. I think
which part are you holding in your hands? Anyone the front of it?
I think both the front and the back. The front, both.
So you take them on your shoulders?
No, I think you just lift up the tzitzis.
I'm saying, what does it mean lift up the tzitzis? You lift up the front of the back tzitzis, any part, or you have to lift up where they sitting on you on your shoulders?
Oh no, just the actual strings. I think.
All four strings, all four.
Yeah. I think that's what he says. I mean, I think that's what he means.
Those that wear towels go though. Why don't you make the bracha on the towels in the morning right away?
Oh, so 1 second, we'll get there. Let's just finish the paragraph. If you slept in it, you shouldn't make a bracha at all. When you wear a talis gadol, you have kavana. Yes. Oh, so the minig in the velt is that we don't make a bracha. Most do not make a bracha on the talis gadol. Nowadays,
I mean, those that are married.
God, I'm not sure why that is. Probably because it's more of the mitzvah. That's what I think. I think it's because it's more of the mitzvah. But
there are some that do.
There are some that make on the talis katan and then on the talis gadol. The question is, if you have a big hefsek, right? Meaning nowadays, let's say you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? And you put on your tzitzis. And then you're not going to daven till like 7:30. So it's a 2.5 hours that you wear. You're going. You're wearing your tits without a bra.
You're saying you should. Okay,
but can you say a bracha that early in the morning? That's before Alois.
I freeze it up.
So even if after Alois.
Even after Alois, yeah. Even after Alois.
Before.
What do you mean?
What about
Tisha B'Av? You know, with the minik. So Tisha B'Av is a big shiloh whether you make a bracha on tzitzis in the morning. So that's why that's the one night a year of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you should sleep in tzitzis.
So every year I forget to do that. Let's say somebody who would daven mincha later in the day, not right.
Nothing you could do. What are you going to do? By mincha,
I'm saying according to this, it's also long. It's even longer hefsek.
What do you mean?
Hefsek. If you're going to daven mincha later, closer to shkia.
No, but with a shiloh, whether you make a bracha on tzitzis on Tisha B'Av.
Stam, but I'm Stam. Saying we do, but afternoon.
We make on the talis, not on the talis. On the talis.
Right, so I'm saying, what about talis gada in afternoon if you're going to
No.
Your talis gada only?
No.
Still not.
Yeah, unless you take a long nap. Maybe if you take a long nap and then you take off your tzitzis, like a 3-4 hour nap, which a lot of people do on Tisha B'Av. Maybe then, because it's a hefsek, so maybe then you should. But I'm not sure. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you. I hope you actually get out of your car tonight.
Oh, and I got in. I got out of one car. I got into Naftali's car.
Yeah, I hope you actually get out of the car.
This is not even Lakewood week. What's going on?
This is Bar Mitzvah tonight. I think I'm good for the rest of the week.
I thought next week is Lakewood week.
Next few weeks.
Sheesh.
You get out?
Yeah.
I'm coming out.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is with the Talis thing, you have to like throw it like the Arab, or you could like sort of skip it. You're Yotze anyway.
No, you got to do like the Arab.
Whip that guy behind you.
Yes, if you want to have fun with it, yes.
Arab Yom Kippur.
I mean, you're really not allowed. You're not allowed to do other things. You can't put it in someone's ear, right? It's just
what?
You can't really play with the tzitzis to tickle someone's ear with it, you said.
You're not supposed to play with tzitzis, yes.
Wait, so you got it to the eye thing to the right or to the left?
Anyways, all right, I gotta go.
Is the eye thing to the right or the left?
Thank you.
What?
Is the eye thing to the right or the left?
Here.
Say what?
The what?
The Arab.
Can't hear you,
Avi. Is the Arab thing to the right or to the left?
Can't hear you clearly.
No, but which way? You put it to your right side or left side?
Either one.
Right side or left side?
Either one.
Either one. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you too.